Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a picture-perfect summer Sunday morning in Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of July 11th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And we just had the first new moon of the summer on Friday, and we're about halfway through Cancer season. So Cancer season can be comforting, but it's also emotional. It's a time when we reunite with our family, when we have these lazy, sleepy summer weekends, maybe camping, hanging out by the pool or lake or beach, which all is fabulous. And it can also be emotional. So in addition to that, Mercury is finally leaving Gemini and entering Cancer on Sunday, July 11th, today. And that also results in us feeling all the feels. So Cancer is a cardinal sign, and all cardinal signs begin a new evolutionary cycle because they're associated with solstices and equinoxes, and those mark the start of new seasons. So because of this, Cancer season starts a new chapter of our growth, and growth often starts with reflection. So this year we have the normal reflection that we would be going through this time of year, but we also have the big life reflection that we've experienced with COVID and now coming out of COVID. And let's be real, sometimes when we look back on our lives and the decisions that we've made, we have some regrets and we feel a little nostalgia. So Cancer is one of the most sensitive placements for Mercury. So we're going to spend more time thinking about everything at a much deeper level. And this is a big change from where we have been, where Mercury has been in Gemini. So things are going to feel more serious, making this a time to take a break and get in touch with your emotional side. And since Cancer loves all things that have to do with the home and our roots, expect to feel a little bit more nostalgic, maybe reflecting on your childhood or things that you enjoyed when you were a child too. So a lot of thinking about the past right now. So while we're in this reflection mode, this is a really good time to think about the money beliefs you grew up with. We pick up so much of our money and our abundance beliefs from our parents and our childhood. So this is a time to think about your parents' beliefs about money. What did you overhear your parents saying? If you heard that there's not enough, then it's probably pretty likely that you picked up the core belief that there is not enough. If you heard arguments around money, then you may associate money with tension and unpleasant feelings. So we develop and we adopt our place in the world based upon our surroundings during childhood. So if we grew up wealthy, we expect that to continue. And if we grow up in poverty, we see really no other way to live and no possibilities. So when you asked for things growing up, what were the messages that you heard? A lot of people heard that we can't afford it. So after hearing this over and over and then believing it as a child, maybe you made the decision not to ask anymore, not to want things, and not to dream. So let's contrast that with affluent kids. So affluent kids learn that what you ask for, you ask for what you want and then you expect to get it. They do not grow up hearing that they can't afford things because they can afford them. So affluent kids learn that they can be anything that they want. Their parents, their friends' parents, their doctors, their lawyers, their bankers, their movers and shakers, they're successful and they're well-connected. So the kids grow up hearing adults talk about work, vacations, possessions, finances, investments, and how life works. So from the very beginning, their brains work on abundance level 10. They are raised with possibilities. They experience travel. They get to choose whatever they want to eat when they're dining out. They take lessons in everything, piano, dance, art. They go to camps and learn horseback riding and fencing and archery, anything they want to learn. These lessons result in increased confidence, and then they believe anything is possible. So let's contrast that with the kids that grew up not even thinking that getting a toy at the grocery store was possible. So I once heard Rob Lowe say that he grew up near the Sheen family, and he hung out with Charlie Sheen and Chris Penn in the backyard, and they were, during the summertime, they would make movies, they'd hang out in the pool, and they just expected their dreams to come true. So the Lowe family was not as wealthy as the Sheens, but by living in that neighborhood and associating with, you know, the kids of wealthy people, Rob Lowe was exposed to the possibilities. He learned to manifest stuff just by hanging out with his affluent friends. So let's contrast this with a child who never sees anybody get what they want. A child who sometimes doesn't even get what they need. Think about what this child learns and believes and how that shapes their belief system. So these fundamental beliefs about how life works shape children's brains from a young age. And these beliefs determine whether or not you believe things are possible. So let's use this time to reflect on the messages and beliefs that you picked up and if it's time to change them. So now you get to decide what you believe. You're not a kid anymore and you're aware now, and you get to decide if you want to keep these beliefs or if they're not working for you any longer and you want to change them. Your beliefs determine your abundance level. So it's time right now to really dig deep. Think about what these beliefs are that you have. There's no shame in this. You know, our parents did the best that they could. They didn't have knowledge like this back then. So just look at your beliefs and make the determination whether you want to keep them or switch them out for some more abundant beliefs. So our childhood circumstances show us our place in the world. So affluent kids grow up believing that everything is possible. So as a result, they manifest abundance almost automatically. So children from middle class and poor neighborhoods learn that life is more of a struggle with fewer choices. And this is often the life that they manifest. But we're not locked into these circumstances of our childhood. We're not locked into them. We need to understand that limitations are self-imposed. Let me say that again for you guys in the back. Our limitations are self-imposed. So by changing our core beliefs and thinking more like the rich, we can learn to manifest abundance. Yeah, now's the time to start looking at some of those core beliefs. So one more thing I want to mention today, on Tuesday the 13th, Venus and Mars are conjunct in Leo. So Venus and Mars are the love and the sex planets, and they only meet once every 2 years. So expect some sparks to fly and some new love beginnings. This very well might be your summer of love. I mean, the stars are aligned for it. So the summer that you meet your forever person. So love is in the air. I don't know, if it were me and I was in a relationship, maybe this is the summer I'm actually in a relationship, but if I was in a relationship or starting one, I would go all in on the romance right now. Buy the flowers, you know, go to the midnight dinners, go see the stars, go all the romantic stuff. Do it now. You're going to get so much pleasure out of it. Super exciting. I'm excited. I'm excited for the people out there that are in love, in partnership, or just meeting their new soulmate. Oh my God, summer of love. I love it. And that's pretty much it for the week. So just to recap, we're a little emotional, maybe a lot emotional right now, and nostalgic. So give yourself some downtime to be with these feelings. Also, spend some time thinking about your relationship with money and the messages and the beliefs you picked up from your childhood. this is the perfect time to change those beliefs. And we're starting a brand new chapter right now. So let's change the beliefs at the start of the chapter and live this next part with more abundant beliefs of our choosing. So as always, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful summer week, and I will talk to you next week.